90% of the people we employ are offering hands-on help to women. And as I say, really, really vulnerable women. There's been, you know, bandied about that we pressure women. It's absolutely untrue. We offer non-directive counselling to women. Any woman who comes to us is clearly free to have an abortion.
But would you often, would you ever indeed say to a woman who comes to you and says, look, I think I want an abortion. Would you ever say, OK, we'll encourage you, we will help you to do that?
You shouldn't encourage women in any direction. I mean, I'm not one of our trained counsellors, but any woman who comes to us needs time and space to explore her options. It would be absolutely wrong to push her in any direction. It's about allowing women to make a decision that she will live with. At the end of the day, what I think or what Anne Ferreddy thinks on the subject of abortion is irrelevant.
All right, what do you think then, Anne Ferreddy, on the subject of this grant?
Well, I think that the subject of abortion should be irrelevant in terms of organisations that are providing kind of housing help and so on for these vulnerable women. But it's not irrelevant when it comes to the organisation. Life is an organisation that describes itself on its website as being pro-life advocacy and education and work within services providing alternatives to abortion.
Yeah, but you just heard Anne Scanlon say they don't offer advice.
Well,
or encouragement.
They say very clearly on their website that abortion is always wrong. They say that there is never a good reason for it. In terms of rape, they say that abortion is a death penalty on the unborn child. That is what you say, Anne, on your website. Well, my point is that you cannot be saying on one hand that you provide unbiased, a non-judgmental approach to dealing with women when this is the ideological motivation for your organisation.
Right, is that what you say on your website?
I cannot believe we use that terminology
at all.
Well, I think you need to point that out to me later.
Well, if it exists, will you remove it?
Absolutely, because we would absolutely never use that kind of language, and it would be totally, certainly inappropriate.